That afternoon, I lay on my bed smoking with the window open, dressed in a vest and my underwear. I was hungover and still hadn't heard from Bobby. Through the window, I could see the breeze rearranging the foliage and two children appearing and disappearing from behind a tree, one of them carrying a plastic lightsaber. I found this relaxing, or at least it distracted me from feeling terrible. I was a little chilly, but I didn't want to break the spell by getting dressed. Eventually, at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I got out of bed. I didn't feel like writing anything. In fact, I felt like if I tried to write, what I produced would be ugly and pretentious. I wasn't the kind of person I pretended to be. I thought of myself trying to be witty in front of Nick's friends in the utility room and felt sick. I didn't belong in rich people's houses. I was only ever invited to places like that because of Bobby, who belonged everywhere, and had a quality about her that made me invisible by comparison. I got an email from Nick that evening. "Hi, Francis. I'm really sorry about what happened last night. It was stupid of me and I feel awful. I don't want to be that person, and I don't want you to think of me as that person either. I feel really bad about it. I should never have put you in that situation. I hope you're feeling okay today." I made myself take an hour before responding. I watched some cartoons on the internet and made a cup of coffee. Then I read his email again several times. I was relieved he had put the whole thing in lowercase like he always did. It would have been dramatic to introduce capitalization at such a moment of tension. Eventually, I wrote my reply, saying that it was my fault for kissing him and that I was sorry. He emailed back promptly. "No, it wasn't your fault. I'm like 11 years older than you, and it was also my wife's birthday. I behaved terribly. I really don't want you to feel guilty about it." It was getting dark out. I felt dizzy and restless. I thought about going for a walk, but it was raining and I'd had too much coffee. My heart was beating too quickly for my body. I hit reply. "Do you often kiss girls at parties?"